Marco Rubio slams woke corporate hypocrites like Delta for close ties to Chinese Communist Party. By Wendell Hasebo on April 1, 2021. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said Thursday that Delta Airlines is a business partner with the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, which is committing genocide against Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. Delta Airlines is a business partner with the Chinese Communist Party. The same Chinese Communist Party that is committing genocide against Uyghurs Muslims, Rubio tweeted in a video. Hashtag woke corporate hypocrites pic.twitter.com/thshas5pg. Marco Rubio, at Marco Rubio, April 1, 2021. He asked in another tweet, when can we expect your letter saying that their ongoing genocide in hashtag Xinjiang is unacceptable and does not match Delta's values? Rubio's comments come after Delta Airlines publicly opposed the state of Georgia's election integrity efforts, which the executive director of Heritage Action praised as a model for other states to follow. But Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian called the new voter ID requirements in the law unacceptable in a Wednesday memo to employees on the same day that 72 black executives signed an open letter calling for American corporations to join the resistance, Breitbart News reported. After having time to now fully understand all that is in the bill, coupled with discussions with leaders and employees in the black community, it's evident that the bill includes provisions that will make it harder for many underrepresented voters, particularly black voters, to exercise their constitutional right to elect their representatives, Bastian said. That is wrong. The Georgia State House responded Wednesday night by passing an amendment that would repeal a tax break on jet fuel for Delta. The amendment still needs to pass in the state Senate, which adjourned without taking up the vote to rescinding tax break worth north of $35 million. Signed die hashtag gaypolpic.twitter.com/3umj1mafa. Greg Bluestein, at Bluestein, April 1, 2021. Coca-Cola's CEO also pronounced the measure unacceptable, following Delta Airlines just hours later, along with Microsoft, whose CEO encouraged business to come together that a healthy business requires a healthy community. We hope that companies will come together and make clear that a healthy business requires a healthy community. And a healthy community requires that everyone have the right to vote conveniently, safely, and securely, Brad Smith said. This new law falls short of the mark, and we should work together to press the Georgia legislature to change it. Chase, Citi, and J.P. Morgan also issued indirect statements opposing election integrity laws but stopped short of mentioning Georgia's. The Georgia law limits the number and location of drop boxes, reforms voter ID requirements and early voting access statewide while modernizing states' voter rolls.